Welcome back, Triple Threat, Sports Radio 610. Sean Pendergast and Rich Lord with you. That was a fun conversation, Rich. Frank Beamer.
Really was. Real privilege to have him on. He's a special guy.
Yeah, really, really good. I mean, honestly, one of the all-time greats. 29 seasons in one place. There were a lot of things I wanted to ask him about. You only get amount of minutes.
Yeah.
He also, while he was at Virginia Tech, went through two different sort of realignments, I guess we'll call it. The first one wasn't really a realignment. They were an independent.
Right.
Until 1991, and then they formed the Big East. The Big East formed as a football conference. It used to be just a basketball conference. They formed as a football conference in 1991. And then Virginia Tech, Boston College, and Miami all left the Big East in 2003 to go to the ACC. And Virginia Tech was almost left behind in that. University of Virginia had to do a little power play to get Virginia Tech in because they were going to take Syracuse, BC.
That's right, yeah.
And Miami.
That was that. With that time, I remember as an absolute whirlwind. It was literally hard to keep up with who was in what conference.
The
game of musical chairs that was going on back then was ridiculous.
Well, that was early 2000s, and then it got really bad. Like I say, really bad. If you like chaos, it was really good, but it got really chaotic.
Right.
Here we go. Hey, Figgy, you got the Fresno State fight song fired up? All right, let's do it. Let's put some entrance music on for Coach Tedford coming on here. Coach Sean Pendergast and Rich Lord.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate coming.
Yeah, there we go. We're going. Yeah. We're on the air right now.
All right.
And we wanted to give you a little entrance music there. And good to sit down right now with the head coach of Fresno State, one of the finalists for the Paul Bear Bryant Award. Looking forward to this conversation. Joining us for a few minutes here, Jeff Tedford. On the Triple Threat here on Sports Radio 610. Coach, welcome to Houston.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you. Congratulations on a couple of phenomenal seasons in a row here at Fresno State. And this year, one that good enough to get you here to Houston for the Paul Bear Bryant Award. I guess we'll start off with the success that you guys have had the last couple years. What allowed you to have so much success right away your first couple years at Fresno State?
Well, I think it's a big picture for sure. There's a lot of things that go into it. You know, when you first get there, the team had only won one game, you know, so your first action has to be instill trust and confidence and belief in what's going on. Hire a great staff who not are just great coaches and teachers, but great people and care about the kids. And then over time, you know, it's easy to say build trust, but it takes a while to do that. You know, that doesn't happen overnight. But caring about the kids on and off the field in all areas of their life, be it academics, nutrition, whatever it may be, you know, their personal lives, and then building from there. And I'm really, really proud of this team. You know, it's a group of guys who, after only winning one game or really the only team in college football history to go from a double-digit losing season to back-to-back double-digit winning seasons. And so there's nothing more gratifying than to see the smile and the joy on these guys' face through hard work and dedication and what they've achieved. It's amazing, and it makes it all worthwhile.
Coach, how do you pull off something like that? Was the situation ripe for someone like you coming in and taking advantage of what might have been available for that to happen?
Well, yeah, I think we had a lot of great kids, you know, and really just needed to be guided in the right direction, you know, and have high standards and expectations, and then on a day-to-day basis make sure that we held them accountable to that, you know, and they were hungry for that. You know, after just winning one game, that's hard on anybody, right? And so I think they were really dedicated to changing that, you know. And so, you know, to hear them say things like, you know, after our championship game of winning in Boise, for them to say, look where we were just 2 years ago and look where we are now. You know, what I think that is, I think that's a life lesson in perseverance, you know, that they can take with them the rest of their life.
Yeah, do you feel like, and you're talking about the win over Boise, obviously, mm-hmm. in the Mountain West title game. By the way, I love that they play the conference title game on a home field. I'm sure it was tough going and playing on that blue turf, but playing on the home field of one of the schools, I'm assuming, makes for an unbelievable atmosphere, even for the road team. Did you feel like that was kind of an early watershed moment for the program, going in and winning a conference title on the road?
Well, yeah, because it's the first time since I don't know when been able to win at Boise.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the conference championship the year before, and lost a hard-fought game. And so to go in there and come out victorious was a big deal because Boise's a great program and really hard place to play. You know, very loud. There's definitely a home field advantage there. And then to kind of play with when it starts snowing and all the elements that were involved in it, it was a crazy game, but it was pretty cool when we won.
You guys play in the Mountain West, of course, and you're a lifelong Fresno State fan as an alum of Fresno State and now the coach there for a couple of years. We know all too well here in Houston the, I don't know if I'll go so far as to call it the plight of the Group of Five, but we've got a Houston Cougar team here in town that we that causes us to talk about this a lot. How optimistic or are you at all that say Fresno State runs the table? Could you see yourself getting a seat at the table in the playoff, or does the system have to change?
You know, I think the system probably has to change. You know, I just don't get into that all that much, to tell you the truth. You know, I know it's a topic of conversation all the time. You know, Central Florida has done as well as anyone to be able to make a stand for that, you know. And I just think it's really difficult to do. You know, there's just so many great teams, and you know, there's going to have to be something that changes with it. You know, why it can only be one Group of Five team. You know, maybe if they extend the playoff to more teams, and maybe that will allow it to happen, you know. But I don't have all the answers to it. You know, we just got to do our job and play.
You're, I think, one of the most respected offensive minds at the collegiate level, going back to your time at Cal. And you spent a little bit of time in the NFL with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as an OC. I'm just curious your thoughts on kind of this trend that we've seen now in this offseason here, where college and NFL really are kind of blending together in terms of the pool of coaching candidates and how hot NFL teams are for offensive minds of the, you know, spread and things like that. What are your thoughts on just sort of the trend of how coaching, hiring, and the view of how everybody's looking at offense now, really at both levels, but especially the NFL level, is playing out?
Yeah, well, I think you see it every Sunday that there's a college flavor to a lot of the teams. You know, you're seeing them take a different style of quarterback, guys who are mobile, who can run, who can do, you know, the read option, the RPOs, all those things are now you're seeing them on Sunday. You know, and it's very difficult to stop. And so I think more and more as you see that in the NFL, they're going to start picking a little bit from the college ranks, you know, and I think that's great, you know, that the college guys are going to get a chance to have their day in the NFL.
It's almost like the college. I mean, college has always been sort of the developmental, you know, I know student athletes, but obviously with the NFL, it's been sort of that's where developmental takes place for players. It sounds like what you're saying is it's going to start to turn into that for coaches, too, a little bit more.
I believe so.
Yeah,
yeah, I believe so. And I think you're starting to see it already,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I think I think the NFL, the philosophies are going to change a little bit about what goes on. It makes it really hard, more really difficult on defenses to defend a lot of the things that goes on. It's not just your lineup in 2-3 formations anymore and drop back pass every down. You know, you see some of these young quarterbacks who are very explosive making a lot of things happen.
No doubt.
And, you know, I think we're going to see more of it.
No better example than what we saw from a 19-year-old kid on Monday night. Were you as blown away as the rest of us by the lopsided nature of that outcome?
Absolutely. Yeah, I didn't see that coming at all, you know. But things can happen like that. You know, you have two good football teams, and we played Alabama the year before, and they're a different team. I mean, they are just phenomenal. When they come running out of the tunnel, it's something else. And Clemson's the same way. And, you know, for something to get away from them like that, you know, so that happens sometimes, you know. And but you have to give Clemson a lot of credit, you know, for their quarterback to do what he did, for the freshman receiver to go off like he did. What
crazy,
phenomenal catches that guy made. And then Clemson's defense to be able to get after it like that. You know, it was pretty impressive what Clemson did.
Jeff Tedford, head coach of Fresno State, joining us here on Sports Radio 610. Coach, you coached Aaron Rodgers at Cal back in the day. When you were coaching Aaron Rodgers in college, did you think he would become this great in the NFL?
I don't think anybody could see that. I mean, I knew he was great.
Yeah.
He was a really, really good player, not just physically, but he had it all. You know, he's a student of the game. He's level-headed. He's a great leader. He's a great teammate. All of those things we knew when he was coming out. But I don't think anybody could expect or see it coming how easy he makes the game look sometimes. I mean, he plays a game at a different level. Mm-hmm. You know, he's mobile. He has an escape dimension. Phenomenally accurate. I mean, it's unbelievable how accurate he is. And, you know, so, no, I didn't see that, you know, he was going to be a Hall of Famer, but I knew that he would have a great career.
I've got a similar question. You also had an All-American running back at Cal named Marshawn Lynch, who's gone on to have a spectacular NFL career himself. You got a good Marshawn Lynch story?
Well, you've probably seen it when I got in trouble for it, actually, when it was after the game we just beat Washington in overtime, I think, and I'm shaking hands with the other coach and look, and he's in a golf cart, driving a golf cart around on the field, waving a flag, you know, just out of control, you know, and the AD called me the next day and said, would you not let him do that? Like, we had it planned, right? I'm like, okay, I'll tell him don't get in the golf cart anymore and do that. But he was having such a great, I looked over and I saw him do it. I started laughing. I thought, he's having such a great time right now. But then I had to stop and think, well, there's a lot of people out here on this field he could probably run over.
So, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so. Right. He does enough of that just playing the sport.
Yeah, exactly.
Than need a golf cart.
Right.
That was one of those things where you dread going and looking at your phone when you get back to the you know, the locker room or your office or whatever.
Yeah. But now they have a bobblehead of it. They handed out a bobblehead of
on
it.
On a golf cart?
Yeah, on a golf cart.
Oh, I got to find that on eBay.
Good.
Yeah. That's tremendous. That's Jeff totally Tedford, good. Head coach at Fresno State, a finalist for the Paul Bear Bryant Award. Coach, congratulations on a great season. Welcome to Houston, and looking forward to tonight. Great stuff.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me.
All right, there it is. Coach Jeff Tedford joining us here on the Triple Threat on Sports Radio 610. Oh, I forgot about all the houndstooth hats that we get on the table tonight. I'm going to fight you for that, Rich, just so you know.
I understand. Wait a minute, you got last year's.
Did I? Okay. Well, we'll play rock, paper, scissors for it. All right, coming up next. Well, this works out perfectly, Rich. We can do a little All Due Respect in the next segment. Stupid people doing stupid things. We do it next. You're listening to The Triple Threat.